This episode of Recap the Recap is brought to you by the Indeep Show. A Saturday edition of the Indeep Show.
Just this another.
Just another. Another day with our TR. So glad you're here. So glad you're hanging in. I am Queen Eam. I'm doing a little different today.
See, my lawyers have contacted you.
Huh?
I see my lawyers have contacted you.
You know what? Let go. Let it go. Let go. It's Easter. You're supposed to let things go and move on. So that voice you hear that's trying to sue me is Big B.
What's going on, peoples? I'm your man, Big B.
Hi, Big B.
Feels good to be back in my skin.
Totes. Okay. We're doing it different today, people.
Much different. By force.
You said by force?
By force.
Ah. Why by force?
By the force of the biological balances of blood alcohol relations to one's body.
Oh man, that sounds like a lot there. Maybe somebody can interpret that and send it to me in an email, because I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not sure what you're talking about over there, buddy. Well, if you guys don't know, which I'm sure you do, you know you can reach us, recaptherecap@gmail.com. And you can find me on Twitter at @MS_SmartyPants with a Z. And, sir?
Yes?
Where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me stroking these Twitter streets at Indeep Show B. IndeepShowB. On the thing they call Twitter.
All right. Well.
Twitter.
Huh?
Twitter.
You know what?
Okay.
No, not today. Not today. So,
only on Friday night.
You should totally tell people why we're doing things a little different today.
We received a letter from President Obama stating that he was going to do a couple things, and he needed us off the airwaves so he could have all of the people's attention of the United States of America.
Yeah. I guess he must have sent that one to the Indeep Show email. He didn't send that to Recap.
No.
That's rude.
Okay. I'll come clean. J. Rude damages.
Okay.
Okay, so people, check it. As we told you, we were going to bring you a new fresh edition of Recap the Recap on Saturday morning. And as some of you have tuned in and realized that there wasn't a new edition Saturday morning, Well, the reason is as such. And that's why today is going to be an extra special day of Recap the Recap, because we are going to recap Friday night.
Yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, God. The Friday night that Friday, caused us
gotta get down on Friday.
Not to be able to recap the recap. Well, as Queenie will attest, Friday night started off innocently, as most Friday nights can tend to start off. We were lucky to have been invited to a mutual friend's gathering. And hats off to him for planning a rather excellent soiree. And, yeah. So, due to some outside forces, you know, we got
outside.
There. Outside forces that reside in Baltimore. We got there a little bit late, so most of whatever food and hors d'oeuvres that were there were sort of picked through and stuff, so we skipped on that and went straight for the bar.
What? The bar?
The bar.
What?
And not
the
one.
Qu'est-ce que c'est? What is the bar? I don't understand.
That's something that you study to become a lawyer.
A lawyer. Okay. Huh. I feel like there were drinks there. There were bottles of alcohol.
Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We went straight to the bar. And after a few drinks.
Few.
See, that's like the square root. A few drinks.
Right. Oh, okay. Is that like the little, like...
Right. Few with the three, little three on top. Right, there you go.
Cube, yep. Mm.
So,
that yeah.
A few. Because a few is three, right?
Well, I think it, okay, because like if some people say like a couple, then it's like two.
That's two.
You say some could be like
some
three.
Is like, no, some is like four.
Some is four?
Some is at least four.
Mm.
A few is three. That's how it was in my household.
Okay, all right. So?
So we had, we had a few.
Oh, a few. Oh, no, a few.
No, that's 27.
It was a lot.
Yeah, we had a few. That's with the one with the little three. So we had about 9 drinks.
Sounds about right.
Well.
I feel like it was more than that, but okay.
We're quickly noticing that the bar was running out of whatever it had that was left that we were able to decide we wanted to drink. We kind of started giving that recap eye to each other. That's a damn shame. And, oh no, that's... Okay, never mind. I saw wrong. I saw incorrectly. Yeah, we started giving the recap show signals to each other from across the room. And, yeah, those. Oh, my Jesus. Not that one.
Not the sprinkler?
No.
I thought that was...
No.
I thought that was the universal sign.
No.
Or is that the universal sign for the dance floor?
No, that's the universal sign that we're leaving Charnene at the party and not claiming her. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Mental note. All right.
So, we got the eye going and we got the understanding. So, we started to electric slide towards the side door.
So you have to do it while you're talking about it?
Oh, hold on. You've been mimicking everything I've said so far. I make one dance move and that is call out time. Okay.
So, in case you guys can't see, which you can't. He was just doing the electric slide. So just putting it out there.
Okay.
All right.
So, as we start making our move towards the door, we kind of realize, wait a minute, there's people still coming and going. And we don't want to be outed as the people that left early.
That would be rude.
So we kind of dipped to the side door and walked down the street and around the corner to where we caught a cab.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, "Kind sir, take us to where libations pour abundantly."
And then we...
Embellish alert.
Or we were just like, hey,
dude, where can $6 take us?
Yeah. We're like, we need to drink some more. Can we get, where can this cab take us?
So to Fell's Point we went.
That's where we went, yeah.
Yes. Yeah. For those not familiar with the Baltimore area, can you describe Fell's Point, Queenie?
Fell's Point really is bar, restaurant, bar.
Boutique.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Shoe store, clothing store, bar, restaurant/bar. And if I didn't say it, bar. I don't know what is in the other direction because I never go up that far. But all in a little small concentrated area. Bar as far as the eye could see.
All right. So you guys have the picture.
So, oh, and there's some water over there.
And water. There's a little body of water. Was that the Atlantic Ocean bar? Yeah. That little thing.
The Atlantic Ocean bar. Yes, let's go with that.
No, the Atlantic Ocean, that little thing in between some of the bars there.
There was some water.
We'll come back to that water in a minute because it does play a significant role in this.
Oh my God. Oh, to push you in there. Anyway, I digress.
Okay. So, first things first, we seldom agree like off the click. So, first things first, we were like, food. Got to find some food. So, we go into bar number one. And we're pretty much just at this point just looking for some bar food. Nothing extravagant. I don't need nothing I can't pronounce. Just give me some burger, fries, wings, all that good shit that I shouldn't be eating. So, Queenie, what did you have?
I don't know why, but I decided to have crab cake sliders.
Crab cake sliders. And we're going to come back to that because
I don't know why.
Queen did to that crab cake slider what most women do to sandwiches, but we'll come back to that. So I had a burger, medium well. I usually get it medium, but I just didn't trust this bar wholeheartedly to do a medium properly. So medium well with a fried egg and bacon on it. Yumma, yumma. So we ate and we drank and we drank and we drank and drank and drank.
Some shots, some beer.
Shots, beer.
Beer.
Cocktails.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, first of all, the first thing that you had to understand what was going on in this location was beer pong. And everyone knows about beer pong where you have the red cups and you have the ping pong ball on the tabletop and you know, I don't know if you shoot it or you bounce it or you do whatever you do to get the ball in the cup, right? Everybody plays beer pong. No. This place played professional gigantic beer pong.
Yeah, if you didn't know any better, you would really think something was wrong with you because it was like big ass buckets on the floor. Like you would set it up like you were like...
Like bowling pins.
Yeah, yeah. And then they had like a big ass white ball to throw it like in the bucket.
About the size of a volleyball or a little bit smaller than a volleyball.
A little smaller.
Right.
A little smaller.
And this game, as you can imagine, is played across the room. So not only is it just already, yeah, whatever direction, this way and that way, across both ways, length and width, but You remember, we're in a bar. People are walking around with drinks. People are socializing. People are picking up, you know, meeting on dates, trying to pick up women and pick up men, and women trying to pick up women, and pool table.
I don't remember. Oh.
Yeah. You commented.
See? The night was so random. I don't even remember.
Okay. So as people attempt to throw a ball across the room to get it into the opponent's buckets, random people walking by with beers in their hands get beers knocked out of said hands, and people on tables nearby, when they miss their shot and it bounces off the bucket, knocks over the beer on your table into your lap. Yeah, a lot of that shit was going on all night.
It was a whole bunch of entertainment, I will admit that.
It was. But, you know, the thing about it is, timing is everything. And it wasn't until I ordered a Stoli Blueberry with 7-Up. And I wasn't aware that drinks here came in a 32-ounce cup for $4.
Okay, wasn't that big. But
the cup was at least 20 ounces.
At least. Okay, I'll give you that. It wasn't like it was a big gulp.
Jesus. Okay, it was a gulp.
It was pretty big, I'm not going to lie. I mean, and that's why I like, and for real, that's why I like Baltimore, because you can get big ass, you know, drinks for $4 or $5.
No doubt.
Wait, are you not going to mention the hula hooping?
I'm getting to that.
Okay, I was just checking.
So, I'm sipping on my 70-ounce beverage, cocktail. It's a big fish story.
Right. Mm-hmm.
So, as I'm sipping on my 86-ounce cocktail,
right,
in the corner of my eye, in the left corner of my eye, I noticed a gentleman. He was a black gentleman with what appeared to be a hula hoop. I said, okay, skateboards, I understand. The little scooter thing that you kind of kick with the handle, look like a skateboard with a handle, I understand. Hula hoop, I'm not understanding. Did he walk down the street hula hooping on his way to the bar? But then I noticed, wait a minute, the bar supplies hula hoops. I said, okay, this is... Clearly there's a game that's played with these. Maybe you got to throw the ball through the hoop or something. I don't know. Then he begins to hula hoop.
Very well, I might add.
Very well, unfortunately.
I didn't think it was unfortunate. I actually found it quite entertaining. And I was mesmerized.
As a woman, you probably...
I was like, how is he keeping that hula hoop up? I mean, it was all about isolation. Like, he, you know, of course, you know how you do a hula hoop. And he was just doing it so perfectly. I was like, how is he doing that? Does he, like, practice? Because, you know, like some places, that's exercise. You know, they have, you know, they try to get you to do different things. So they'll use a hula hoop, which is good. Like I said, isolation. You just kind of, you know, move around. And he kept trying to recruit other people to take the other hula hoop.
As if him hula hooping by himself wasn't creepy enough.
Right.
How did these conversations take place? Hey, what's going on, my man? Cool.
Everything hey, good? Dude. What's up?
Yeah, man. Chilling, man. Hard day of work and everything. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. Hey, what? I was checking you out from across the room and shit, and, you know, I was looking at your physique, and I think you'd be pretty good at hula hooping.
Okay.
Why don't you slide this ring around your waist for me?
You know what? I feel like it didn't go like that, but
gyrate your hips for me. Yeah, just like that. Okay. Faster. Faster's coming down.
Mm. Yeah, I feel like it didn't happen like that. At least I don't know. I mean, you were closer to him than I was, so I don't know.
Maybe okay, let's that's not what paint heard a picture like this nigga was whispering to me.
I said you were closer.
Technically, he was closer to you.
Not initially.
Initially, he was over there by the beer pong throwers that were behind you. He was standing there talking to them all night.
The beer pong, the throwers? How was I talking to them all night?
I didn't say you were. I said he was.
Okay, you know what, though? Those two boys that were playing, and I'm going to call them boys because they look like they were like five, they were kicking ass in that beer pong. But not to get away from the hula hoop dude, but yeah, I don't know. I feel like the conversation didn't go as scary, but...
Okay, Queen, you are Miss Switzy. So please, make that conversation sound any better.
Dude, bro. Look, you should totally, like, try to do this hula hoop. He was like, what? He was like, you can't do it. And he was like, what? Yeah, I can. And the next thing you know, there was a hula hoop battle. Bam. Because they did actually battle each other. And you know the black dude lost. You remember that? See, that's probably how it went down. No? You're not feeling that story?
I'm not feeling that shit at all.
Okay. All right, then. Very well. This is the way I recall. It's my recollection. Kind of feel like it was simplistic. And he didn't have to talk that much because the guy was like, he took it and started working his hips.
Mm-hmm. Dude. He sure did.
Yeah. He was getting it, though. Mm-hmm. And it was a hula hoop battle royale. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's the way I remember it.
I dig it. All of that is accurate.
Okay.
I don't understand how you could have injected any sort of masculinity into it, but you did.
Thank you. Thank you.
Not that I buy it, but you did.
Dude. So, bro.
So, after watching this and now realize that at any moment I might see a unicorn because I'm seeing a black man hula hooping in a bar full of people, I decided it was time to get the check and move on to the next bar. So, after having few beers, a few shots, a few drinks, food, we got our $12 check.
Whatever. It wasn't $12. It seemed like it should have been, right? It was a lot of stuff for that price, though, for real.
Dude, what was the check? Like $40-something dollars? $50?
I think it was like $60.
If we was in D.C., that check would have been $150.
Easily. That check would have been crab cake sliders, a burger, 400 drinks.
Which brings me back to the crab cake sliders.
Three beers.
Why do women order sandwiches only to, before you get to the finishing point of your sandwich, you dismantle it and eat the contents?
Sometimes you do it because you're kind of like already full. Like you're getting to a point where it's like if you just eat the bun part, it'll take you over the top. And sometimes people do it because they do it for like a weight thing. No, trust me, that's not why I did it. But it was more just because I was starting to get full and I still wanted to eat the crab cake that was on the sandwich. But I was like, why did I get slide crab cake? Ugh. It was not going with the shots and the beer and the... I was like, huh. Those fries were hitting, though.
Fries were mean.
The fries were on it. Yeah.
So, anyway, so we pay our tab. We give a very, very, very hefty tip. You know, not to toot our own horns, but yes, we did give a very big tip. Hey, and wouldn't you know it, we're black people. So, hey.
The black people?
So we go outside. We're like, let's look for another bar. So we start strolling down the street. Then I notice the water. And I said, look at this creek that runs in between these bars called the Atlantic Ocean.
This creek. Yeah.
Okay. You said there was some water, like, is not the body of water wasn't bigger than the entire place where we're standing. Oh, there was a little water there, too. So anyway, walk out to the pier, and I made two friends. Now, they played a little hard to get in the beginning. But I was persistent. So I walked up to him, and I was like, hey, how you doing? And, you know, she gave me the side eye and shit, you know, and she ain't really want to say nothing at first. So she just walked away. So I followed her, and, you know, she was with her friend. Her friend was a little younger. But I was like, it's whatever. So, you know, I walked, and I said, hey. Then she kind of, like, drastically turned directions and started walking the other direction. I'm like, God damn, that's kind of rude. I'm like, hey, how you doing? That's what I rap to you. Then finally I got her to talk. She said, and I said, okay. I said, I don't really speak that language, but, you know, I'll give it a shot. You know, the language of love is universal. So she kept going back and forth and changing directions. And I'm like, damn, baby. I said, nah, you know, just stop and let me talk to you, because it's starting to look like, you know, now I'm like, stalking you and pursuing you dangerously. And then I don't know if she was expressing her love towards me or telling me that I was bothering her, but she just repeatedly kept saying, mack, 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 mack. And I'm like, why won't she say anything else?
And then
so then finally, when I finally got her to a point where she couldn't walk no more, she jumped in the water.
Just to get away from you.
Just to get away from me, she jumped in the water. I was a little heartbroken at that point.
You tried. I tried. You tried to reach out.
I did.
Tried to say hello. Just didn't get it back.
Sort of crazy.
Yeah, even the walking, kind of in the same kind of pattern, motion.
Yeah, I mimicked her and everything. I tried.
Maybe she thought you were making fun of her.
I don't know.
You know, sometimes, you know, you get a little defensive when you're not really sure and it's late at night.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. So, fellas out there, let me just give you a word to the wise. If you're ever going to try to step to a mallard duck, you might want to get some bread first and just sit down and let her come to you.
See?
I think the conversation will be much better.
Yeah. You went around about it wrong, but you learned.
But I did learn. Yeah. I almost went in the water after her because I really felt some kind of way about her. She was pretty. She had on a flyest green, purple, grayish outfit.
Mm.
Yeah, she was getting it. So anyway, so we went onward to the bar. And so we said, hey, let's go to this bar. So we started walking up, and like, as soon as we get to the door, they started cranking some little Wayne, where we quickly about-faced and...
Yeah, that was quick. We sober enough to know, not in there. Not tonight.
So he's like, nah, not tonight. I'm not babysitting. I'm not working tonight. No.
Right? I don't think you can not work, dude.
I think I did a good job of not working this weekend. Because even when the dudes, oh, we forgot that part. When the dudes totally started fighting right beside you and you missed it. That's how violent their fight was.
What?
When the dude tried to throw the beer pong ball behind his back and knocked one dude's beer over, all over him. And instead of saying, my bad, he was like, yeah, and fuck you too.
Oh. See, sometimes so the dude, alcohol does not mix.
So the dude does the obligatory wipe the alcohol off my shirt with my hand motion and walk to him with a smile on his face and says, "Hey, fuck you."
That's
rude. And so I'm looking like, okay, this is the point in which the people that I'm accustomed to dealing with cracks someone's head wide open till we see his next thought.
Oh.
But they did this nose dance for like 15 seconds. And then the beer pong twins came over and said, "Hey guys, it's not worth getting kicked out." It looked like a very softened version of Michael Jackson's "Beat It" video. It doesn't matter who's fighting, who's fighting, just beat it. Remember how Michael had to stop the two gangs from fighting?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I remember it. Don't remember it like that, but
take that down to a Nickelodeon level, and okay. That's what
nobody. They weren't taped together, right? They didn't tape Knox.
Each other. No.
Okay. No, I don't remember. I don't remember that then.
So, yeah. So they were easily separated and taken back and went back to playing the game. And not even one more fuck you was hurled on the way. Like, you know how it was, you know how when people break a fight up, that's when you get extra energy. Like, I'm gonna fuck you up. You lucky they holding me. None of right, that. It was like, okay, good job, guys. You broke us up. All right, let's get back to the neutral corner.
Hey, bye, beer pong.
Bye, we'll see you later. I'll call you in the morning. Bye. So anyway, fast forward back. So we find this one bar that has a sort of Western-style doors that you kind of just walk in and you push both doors one direction and they kind of behind you. So yeah, it was one of those kind of places. So we walk in and like everybody just kind of looked as though Barack and Michelle walked in. And so I was like, okay, how's everybody doing? You know.
Gave the switzy wave. Hello. Right. Hello. Hi. So gave the gun point.
Yeah.
What? Okay. All right. Too much? All
right. Embellishment alert. Embellishment alert. So... So we walk in, we find a spot at the bar. And in grand Switzy form, she then engaged in a 35-minute conversation with the bartender while people were trying to order drinks. So what's that face for?
It was not 35 minutes.
Okay. Remember, I'm speaking in drunken terms. How long was it actually?
Maybe.
It felt to me like an hour and 12 minutes.
Maybe like 5 minutes. Okay.
It could be 5 minutes, people. So I go and I order my drink. And much to my dismay, I had to look and see was I at McDonald's when I ordered my drink. Because this is the first time, other than ordering a beer, the bartender says, "Do you want a big glass or a little glass?" I said, "What the fuck? Big glass, damn it." So he then hands over a 97-ounce trough of...
I like how it just keeps getting... The glasses are like bigger, bigger. It's almost going to turn... It's going to turn into like a magnum... size like champagne.
Hello.
So
so yeah, so he should have just handed me the bottle of Stoli rather than pour it.
That would have been cool though. Wait.
So hi, Diego.
I'm trying to remember what I had there. I think I had Flying Dog, Raging Bitch.
How apropos.
Right? No, by that point, I was pretty chill, though.
So
that's a good beer if you like IPAs. Just putting it out there.
Absolutely, absolutely. And if you actually go to the Flying Dog place, they will give you the instructions on how to tame your bitch. Something that us guys have always wanted to know. just side note.
Yeah.
Hi, Diego. So, no? Okay. So, we drink the... Oh, then we got to follow up our gallon and a half of cocktail.
I don't even know how we got there to this, what you're about to say.
Right. So, like, we were like, Jaeger bombs.
Yeah, what made... You know what? I'm going to blame that on you. That one was your fault. What made you think that was, like, a good idea?
I don't. At that point, I was like, I need to do a President Bush Jr. to my system. Shock and awe.
That's what you got.
I was not, at that point, drinking for pleasure. I was drinking strictly for damage.
Damn it. Oh, okay. So the other... Okay.
Yeah, right. Those are all pleasurable drinks.
Yeah, I was like... At the time, like, wow, why are we doing that? And then by the time he got it, I was like, yeah, great idea! Yeah!
Now, for all of those... For those that don't know, a Jaeger bomb is a glass of Red Bull with a shot of Jägermeister, and you drop the shot in the glass... It has a sort of fizzy, chemically effect, and you have to drink it all down before it overflows the glass, and you look silly like the non-drinker person, and blah, blah, blah. Well, this place, again, was different, and the bartender just kindly asked, was like, first of all, when bartenders use the word booze, you should just really be leery of what's happening.
He was cool.
He was cool as shit.
Yeah, he was like so chill. It was almost kind of weird.
Chris was his name.
He was kind of like, yeah, so, yeah.
Did you want to drop an acid with that?
Right, what can I get you?
No doubt.
You want to start a tab? We're not sure. He was like, yeah, that's okay.
It doesn't matter. I trust you guys. You won't leave on me.
Yeah, he's like, okay. I'll just keep
just putting all these drinks under somebody's name and eventually hope you pay for them. Ooh. So anyway, so Chris, the bartender, gets this glass that is usually in most locations used for a Coca-Cola or something. And he pours Red Bull in it. Then he goes into this Jägermeister dispensing unit and just fills the rest of the glass up with Jägermeister. So now we have... A 16-ounce Jaeger bomb in front of us.
And what do you do with a 16-ounce Jaeger bomb?
What do two drunk asses do? Not know that you shouldn't try to take this as a shot? We took it as a shot.
No, it did a mighty fine job.
Seriously, though. It was about, I think it was like a 12-ounce glass.
Yeah.
It was nothing where a shot should have taken place. So we take these big ass shits to the head, and I remember putting my glass down and thinking, oh Jesus, that was just my last thought. So we do that, we finish our cocktails.
You said cocktails.
The two and a half.
We finish our beer and our shots.
The 2.5 gallon bucket. Slowly.
Okay.
So we go outside and we're like, all right, let's hit one more bar. Then we saw the chaos and commotion that spilled into the streets. And I'm sure those people might have just been like exchanging phone numbers and stuff, but to our drunken minds, it looked like bedlam.
Yeah, it was a whole bunch of shit going on.
So we were like, taxi. So we go back to the hotel where the party was, and so I'm like, I can't find my room. I'm asking Queen, does she have my room key? And she's digging through her purse for her room key. I'm like, what the fuck? So anyway, this is at the point where you have to tell your story. I tell mine because we had to part ways at this point. But all I remember was going to my room, using the bathroom, and I could not stand up.
Damn.
I had no balance. I was holding on to things, and I was swaying, and I was like, I just was like, please, Lord, just let me get to the bed. That's all I want.
Damn, I hate those nights.
It wasn't even the spinning and all of that stuff. It was just, I had no balance. I don't know what it was from. So anyway, somehow I made it to the bed with a towel. I had underwear on. I promise you, throughout this night, I had underwear on. But when I woke up the first time, I had a towel sort of wrapped around me, or like a diaper, yoga style or something. I don't know what the fuck I was doing with that towel.
God damn, you were having a rough time.
So I was like, shit. So I got up and I got myself in the bed as much as I could. And when I woke up, I woke up several times and it was just horrible shit happening. But when I finally got up, there was only one thing. Usually you have the hangover or the extreme dry mouth or, a bunch of other things that follow a night of drinking. I had the most painful nipples.
God damn, what were you doing in that room? I don't know
what the fuck happened, but to this fucking minute, my fucking t-shirt is irritating the shit out of my nipples because they hurt so bad.
Did you meet somebody when I went to my room to go back out?
I think a damn call girl must have came to my room and slipped in the door behind me or something.
I'm like, I feel like you didn't tell me part of your story.
I was like, and then I was trying to, my cell phone was out of reach. I could not get out of bed because my phone was on the windowsill and I couldn't reach it. And I was trying to call you in your room to see if you were straight, as if I could have done anything if you weren't.
Does not sound like it.
And I didn't know what room number you were in anyway, so I don't know what I would have done.
You were like a little baby. What happened? All right, little helpless baby.
Literally, because I was swaddled in the towel and
right,
my nipples were, I guess, in teething mode. I don't know.
You got problems, yo. Meanwhile, back at Switzy Ranch, yeah, it did not go that bad for me. I was aware enough to take out my contacts. I didn't fall asleep in my contacts, which is good. Because sometimes, you have those nights where you're just like, I just can't do anything. And you just got to lay out in the bed and just say, forget it. So, yeah. No, mine was actually pretty.
Now you told me that you took, because now, let me tell you how, shouts out once again to our boy Bobby, because when he lays it out, he lays it out.
Word.
Both of our rooms, even though I was not privy to enjoying mine, both of our rooms came equipped with, what did they come equipped with?
A ginormous, ginormous tub.
Jacuzzi jet tub.
Yes.
Oh, that you could fit myself and my podcast wifey in. hey, T. I didn't get to use mine, but you said you used yours.
You know what's so funny? I don't even know, I don't even know how I functioned enough to start the tub, fill it with water, and finish and get out and not kill myself. But I did it.
But you were smart, though. You were smart. I give you props for this. And see, this is the story of, what was the story of the ant and the grasshopper, was it, that the ants saved up for wintertime? And was that the ants?
Was it the ants or was it the, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, let's go with that.
Something. Anyway.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
When you came in your room and you hit me, you were like, yo, I brought, you know, you had the Clorox wipe things and you cleaned your tub out before you went out.
Yes. I always do that. Any hotel I go to, and maybe a little wonky to some people, but I always normally Clorox, use my wipes and wipe stuff down.
And see, which I didn't know is, on the way to this party from D.C. to Baltimore, I had 4 drinks already. So I was like, I'll clean mine out later.
Yeah.
I might have drowned if I'd have gotten that damn thing.
See, that's why I said, I mean, it was, I still had it together where I was like, I'm going to draw a bath and relax. And I did it. Didn't get my hair wet. And everything was good. Just kind of pulled it up on top of my head. And
One on top of your head. Okay.
Yeah. Rolled it in a ponytail on top of my head.
Uh-huh.
And that was it.
Okay.
Yeah. So it all worked out. But the next day, yeah. The next day is always kind of like when you feel like weird, like you're not like, I don't know. Like I have this thing with a whole bunch of citrus and I got like really bad heartburn.
But you know what? Here's how I know that although we may not have been like fall down drunk the next morning, that we were still drunk because we got in the car and we were both like, let's stop and get something to eat. So we're driving and we're driving and we're driving. The next thing, you know what? I don't want anything to eat. I want to buy a gun.
Right. How about that shit?
And so we randomly stop at a gun store to go buy guns. What the fuck is going on?
Right.
So we walk into the store and they're like, hey, how may I help you? It's like, hey, yeah, we want to buy guns. What you got?
That's how random we are.
So dude was like, yeah, do you guys have your HQL license? I said, no, I have a DOT card. I don't know which alphabets work for this, but, you know, no, sir, that's not going to do it. That allows you to drive trucks. So we were turned down, but... He did say if we wanted to walk out with some massive shotguns, we could buy all of those our money could afford.
How about that shit?
And walk out with it the very same day.
You can't buy like a little baby gun, but you can buy a shotgun. And by baby gun, I forgot what those are called. Like 22 or a 9 or whatever. Mm-hmm. But you could walk out with the big ass shotgun. And I was like, how the fuck does that happen?
I do understand their reasoning. And I think he did say one thing that was inaccurate. I don't think that you can do... Well, maybe you can, because it still has a conceal factor you can't conceal. So you have less of the element of surprise. And, you know, shotguns close up do a lot more damage, but the further you're away, they don't do as much damage. So... Unless you go to rifle round like, all right, get a little bit more distance. Thank you. Anybody want to come into my house? Door's unlocked. Feel free right now. Come on.
Oh, talking about Bertha? Yeah. No, Bertha's the car.
No.
Okay.
Whatever.
No. Yeah.
Bossy's big gun. The car.
Oh, Bossy. Okay, Bertha's the gun.
Bertha's the gun. Bossy's the car.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Can't keep your bitches straight.
Yeah. So, anyway. So we leave the gun store, and now we're back to, okay, I really do think we need to eat. And then that changed to, I don't think we should record right now.
Mm-mm. Yeah, it would have been like, so.
Now, I don't know what you did at that point, but can I tell you what I did?
What'd you do?
I went to Costco, picked up a couple things, and then to the bar.
Oh, uh-huh. So you did go.
I told you.
You said might. It doesn't matter because I still went out. I had to go do some other stuff, and I, unlike you, didn't have a couple drinks, but I did have two glasses of rosé.
Me and the 15WA hit the clubhouse, aka Buffalo Wild Wings.
Woohoo!
And had a few bone crushers. He was obliterated.
Yeah, normally one or two will get him there. Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I was actually good. Can't believe it. I was like, all right.
That's because your stomach was still in a fucked up state and didn't of confusion. That's why.
It was like, all right, I know what this is. Thank you.
It's kind of like hair of the dog.
Yeah.
I am a believer of hair of the dog. I mean, normally I would drink a beer first and then maybe drink something else, but I am a firm believer of hair of the dog.
I don't believe in anything that makes no sense to what it's talking about. That what it's called makes no sense to what it's talking about.
I hear you. I mean, but that's what I believe it. I don't know. Because it's worked for me.
It's like like some back-rooted ancient Chinese proverb. It is like the hair of the dog.
Thin, small.
If you drink some more, you will no longer feel bad. Ding. So anyway, that, folks, is a recap.
For ya.
Of what the fuck happened on Friday night. And all of that good stuff.
And why there's no
show available.
Hey, you know what? And it may actually, you know, the summer's coming. It may happen like that. You know, we may, like we said before, it may be a Thursday. So if we don't tape on a Thursday, we'll put it up on Facebook and on Twitter, you know, that we're not taping. And we'll let you know.
No doubt. But anyway, enough of us. Oh, do we have something special? Do we have something? I don't know. As sore as my nipples still are to this moment, I don't even know if I should do this. Can I talk my shit? They might start leaking. We'll be right back, y'all.
Coming back to one of our popular segments. So last week was Miss Lady Rowe, and she was reading people from left to right, down to the other side, and back, letting you know, get over yourself. What'd she say? Go get a massage. I feel like she said go fuck, but I can't remember. Like I might be paraphrasing. Oh, yeah.
She said go get a good fuck.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I tried to take her up on as much as I could.
Some self-love was in there somewhere. Nothing wrong with some self-love. Nobody knows you like you.
Nobody can be you but you.
Okay. All right. So, I'm excited about this week's.
You cannot be okay. More excited than I am.
You're right. I am not, because I feel like you're probably way more excited about this. Can I talk my shit than I am?
You know, when I listen to this person talk, I hear the breeze blowing through the jasmine in the meadow.
Okay.
I get aroused at the very verbiage.
Really? Did you listen to this one? You did.
I'm not talking about her segment. I'm talking about her talking, period.
Okay.
The strength of Don't Fuck With Me, Fool, mixed with the ever so eroticizing tones.
Oh.
Of Come Let Me Take Care of You, My King. Yes. No matter what she's saying, she could be reading. She can be reading someone for a fucked up letter that was sent in. But all I hear is, Brian, come
to me. I'm going to listen close.
Come, my king. That's all I hear.
Well, let's hear it. I mean, I'm wondering if, am I going to hear any of that? Or you think it was, that's just what you pulled from it?
I don't know. I could not answer that question, but one thing that I can say about today's participant is, like most people, they ask a universal question.
Yes.
Do you know what that question is, Queenie?
I believe I do. What? It's, can I talk my
can
shit?
Can I talk my can shit talk again?
Good evening, folks. This is your girl T from the Brown Girl Hour. And tonight I want to know, can I talk my shit? And tonight's episode is dedicated to the side chicks. I'm coming for you. I want to know, when are we going to get over this craze of giving glory and honor to the side chick? And it's not just folks doing it, but the side chick herself is deeming herself important. When are we as women going to step up and say, I am more than that? And when is it enough to just be known as a chick on the side? When does this chick on the side feel so powerful and so confident that she gives herself a boost on Instagram and Facebook and writing these cute little sayings that say, while you throw your man a bone, I'm throwing him a steak? You're not going to get to number one by being that. In fact, you're never going to even evolve into being the best woman you should be and the woman that you were ordained to be by always settling for being the chick on the side. There's no glory. There's nothing sexy. There's nothing powerful. There's nothing fine. There's nothing smart. There's nothing courageous about being the chick on the side. In fact, the only thing I can say about being the chick on the side is that you're sacrificing yourself. You're waiting to pick up the pieces and waiting for another woman to move out of her space so that you can move in. And there's no glory in that. I find it a little funny that it's almost acceptable now to say I'm the side chick. You know, you see it on TV, you see it all on Instagram, you see it on Facebook, you see it in your everyday lives where women are smiling, gloating from ear to ear, saying what she does for him. She knows his woman ain't doing at home. Let me tell you this. Yes, she is. The thing is, both of y'all are doing it for him, and he's enjoying both of you. And his tactic is to make you think that you're somehow or somewhat better than his woman because you're on the side chick and you're keeping his dirty little secret. Here's my words to you. Ain't nothing proper about being anybody's dirty little secret. So that's my time right there. That's my shit I had to bring up to the table. Down with the side shit. Peace.
Something. So, if you all didn't hear, T put you side chicks on notice. Don't strive to be a side chick. Nobody, I mean, why would you do that? But I guess that's some people's goal. No? I mean, I don't know. But to me, that was a great Can I Talk My Shit? And that's what Can I Talk My Shit is all about. You talk about whatever you want to talk about. Clearly, that was on her mind. And so I don't know if you guys caught it. So far, you don't know, T is from the Brown Girl Hour. She's out of the Black Is camp. Mm-hmm. A great crew. They have a whole network of shows that they do.
But more importantly than Brown Girl Hour, Black Is, and all that podcast, she is my podcast wifey.
Yes, that is more important than everything I just said. Oh, you're so crazy. Anyway, so if you want to do a Can I Talk My Shit, please send an email to recaptherecap@gmail.com.
Queenie, real quick. We got to give props where props is due. Some of our listeners answered the call. And they stepped up, and they sent in their segments, and that's, you see how easy that was. It's just boom, 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 real simple, real easy. We got you guys locked in, got your dates. Queenie has contacted most of you, and if not all of you, and giving you your dates and blah blah blah. And if we have to move anything around, we'll update you with new dates or whatever. But we thank you for recording those, getting them in to us, and it's just that simple. All of you guys rant and vent or have something on your mind or whatever, and you talk about it and you bore the shit out of people that work with it or whatever, just record and send it in. Share it with the tens of millions of listeners that we have. And
yes, hunty.
Possibly get feedback for the feedback on Recap to Recap.
Right. So, again, T, thank you for that awesome Can I Talk My Shit? It was on point, girl. And like I said, if you're interested, recaptherecap@gmail.com. I am Queenie, part of the In Deep Show, as well as Recap the Recap. You can find me on Twitter at @MS_SmartyPants with the Z. And if you want to contact the show on Twitter, it is Recap the Recap. Very, very easy. B.
Very simple. Very easy. If you want to get in touch with me, as always, you can find me stroking those Twitter streets at @NDeepShowB, spelled out. If you don't know how to spell it, rewind the show back to the beginning where I spelled it for you, and there it is.
And there you are. Thanks for hanging in with this different edition of RTR. Really appreciate it.
Now run along. We have some parties to attend with some more important people and some more of our friends.
Yes.
Shout out, Slick Rick.
Shout out. Thank you guys for
listening. Quinny Queen, you're not in the studio with me today, but it was fun.
Yeah, it was cool.
What was your motivation?
My motivation actually was a Italian soda, pomegranate flavor.
Beautiful. Mine, Deer Park.
Yeah, that's how it goes some days.
No doubt.
We're out. Enjoy the day, people.